Mari Caldwell is the 31-year-old founder of the organization La Vida en Bici, Life on a Bicycle. Energetic and outgoing, he seems to know everyone, and he's willing to have long conversations even with strangers about his creatively painted folding bicycle. And he only frequents businesses that have bike-friendly policies. Today, he's drinking coffee in a cafe that gives free lemonade to cyclists. He arrived, of course, on his bike, on one of his 18 bikes. When Mari Caldwell was 17 years old, he started riding to school. He thought it was so much fun that he and his friends started to organize bike-themed parties. But he says you don't need a party to have fun on a bicycle.
Cycling turns the city into a playground. Going from one place to the other becomes an experience you look towards to. Enjoying the public space and living it with engagement. That's the best way to start taking better care of it.
Caldwell is not the only Buenos Aires resident who views biking as a way to have fun. Every month, a group of cyclists gathers in the city center to ride together. The leader of this organization calls itself Critical Mass. The group is demanding that drivers look out for bikes and that the city government construct more bike lanes. This October, there are almost 1,000 participants gathered to ride and to celebrate the organization's fourth anniversary. It's a pretty young crowd. Many of the participants are between 20 and 30 years old. Some of them wear costumes, others ring their bells as they wait for the ride to start, and others sell bike license plates that read Un Auto Menos, One Fewer Car. Masa Crítica participants start their ride on 9 de Julio, blocking six lanes of the 18-lane avenue. Not all the car drivers who have to wait are pleased. Activist Mari Caldwell says that while he feels safe riding in the city, many people do not.
I also know that that is what is stopping them from riding. You can notice how the streets aren't designed and planned for riding bikes. So even though part of our job is to encourage people to ride, it's more about changing the rules of the game.
Caldwell envisions Buenos Aires and other cities around the world as places where biking is the most efficient form of transportation, where there are more bike lanes and four-way stops than car lanes and traffic lights, and where students of all ages learn how to ride safely and calmly in traffic. Building biking infrastructure isn't even that difficult or expensive, he says.
Digging 400 meters into the street to build this huge infrastructure for this wagon full of people, you know, building a subway, that's difficult. Putting bike lanes and bicycles everywhere is not, but it is a serious challenge in terms of getting society on board with you.
Caldwell and Masa Crítica seem to be having some success in doing just that. 2.5 years ago, the city of Buenos Aires launched a program to build a network of bike lanes around the city and to make free bikes available for city residents to borrow. Paula Viciao, the program's director, biked everywhere when she lived in Paris, but she never biked in Buenos Aires until the city started to build bike lanes.
The first year, in 2010, we installed 35 kilometers of bike lanes. Last year, we got up to 70 kilometers. And right now, we have 94 kilometers of protected bike lanes in the whole city.
One of the thousands of people who use these bike lanes is Irene Fernandez. She's a graphic designer who rides wearing high heels and skirts, ready for her meetings. Since she lives close to the city center, it's easy for her to access the new network. She says the bike lanes make her rides a lot safer, especially when she's with her 8-year-old daughter.
Some of them have a curb, some taller, some a little shorter. This seems to me a big advance because it makes the bicyclist visible. It gives him space, and it encourages people that aren't used to biking in traffic to bike in a space where they'll be protected from cars.
Because of the new bike lanes, the number of bike trips has quadrupled in 3 years, says City of Buenos Aires Program Director Paula Viciao. At the same time, the number of cyclist deaths has fallen from up to 10 a year to only 3 deaths over the last 3 years. Still, back at the cafe, Mari Caldwell says there's a lot more work to be done to make the city safe for cyclists.
The issue here is not that cycling is not safe, it's that traffic is violent. Cycling isn't dangerous in itself, it's just the context and the things that happen around you that make it a challenge.
Caldwell still hopes that by 2030, more than half of Buenos Aires' residents will commute by bike. Last month, he persuaded 21 of the city's 60 legislators to sign a promise to try to make biking in the city safe, efficient, accessible, and attractive. He says it's a small investment that would have huge returns.
Cycling builds healthier cultures. Healthier in so many senses, in terms of sustainability, in terms of economy, in terms of personal health. It's just a matter of, are we ready to look forward in time and take action today?
Mari Caldwell and Masa Kritika both say that cities with more bicycles are more human, less polluted, and less dangerous, and their residents are healthier and happier. Alicia O'Neill, DW, Buenos Aires.